Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to yet another exciting edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am joined, as always, by the above-average comedian, Dangerous Dan Law.
Hi.
And, unfortunately, Go Thompson is not with us again. He was sent out on assignment to the New Moon Rising Wrestling Board of Directors last week. He still has yet to return.
Yeah, so I hope he's not dead.
Following in his rather large bulbous shoes is Ryan Big Burgundy, I believe his name is now. I don't know.
We can't use the other one because without it being copyrighted, it's already been copyrighted.
Somehow,
yeah,
it's copyrighted.
I had to change it. What can I say?
So how are you guys doing tonight? We got a big show.
I'm in Atlantic City partying up.
Partying up? How about you, Big Burgundy?
It's been a crazy day. Let's just leave it at that.
Can't we just call him Big Pink or something?
Not
Burgundy. Burgundy is such a tough word to say.
I don't know if it's that bad.
He's Mr. Burgundy. Pink from now on.
Mr. Pink. There you go. And I'll be Mr. Getting My Butt Kicked.
Which kind of did happen. We'll have your response later on, Dan.
Great.
We'll have your response later on.
We'll review the whole incident.
In just a few minutes, we'll get to that. But I do want to say subscribe on iTunes to this show because, wow, we are a hotbed of information and learning. So you can find us on iTunes. Just search for Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. We're also proudly part of the BradyHicks.com. Brady Hicks and I, we're pretty darn tight now. He is a good friend of mine. You can also follow us on Twitter. That is Twitter.com at...
Tight.
HIAC Talk Radio. Follow me at Folsom County. You can also like the Facebook, and that is Cell in a Hell. Cell in a Hell. You can also call in and join the madness at 718-664-9133. So, we are. So anyway, right
raising
now.
Raising the bar.
Raising the bar that happened this past Saturday. We were there for a live pre-show. Dan, first of all, what was your reaction to being there, part of the pre-show?
First of all, the size of it is not humbling, but it's very cool to see the size of it. Everybody working backstage, behind the scenes, getting things ready, getting people going, and the wrestlers getting ready, the wrestlers talking, going over things, meeting Joe, meeting the boss.
meeting the boss for the first time, it's always a very humbling and almost horrific experience.
It is very horrific. I had to change my pants twice in a half hour. In all seriousness, the friendliness, the very tight-knit group that it is, and I mean that in a very positive way. Everybody talks to you. Everybody helps each other out. It was very, very nice experience for a first-timer like me.
Yeah. Ryan and I have been there many, many times at this point. We always enjoy it every time. What I want to talk about is the results of this card.
Why don't you talk about it?
The first match was Beautiful Bobby Shields with Joel Blackheart, who we will be getting on pretty soon.
Who doesn't have nice things to say about you?
Who, Joe Blackheart?
Oh, well, you gave him a little bit of crap, but he gave it right back to you in the pre-show.
Well, that's Joel for you. He took on Cole Calloway,
new best friend.
He is. Before the show, I've been on record saying I don't like Cole Calloway. However, he made a believer out of me.
I don't think you have a choice.
You know, really? He's so charming.
He is. He charmed the pants right off you, didn't he?
In more ways than one on that one.
Oh, my. Well, anyway, in that matchup, we had a furious frenzy of action happen. Beautiful Bobby Shields wins with the Gory Bomb. So score one for Blackheart there.
And the first time that I've in a long time that I've seen an opening match, and I've gone, well, this could go well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bobby Shields, I have also gone on record saying he will be a breakout star. He's very close to making it, in my estimation, but...
Let me preface that by also saying I don't think I saw anybody on that card. Well, with the exception of... with veterans, you know what I'm saying? That won't be a breakout star. That should not be a breakout star.
I would agree with that assessment. Besides, the boss, he's not going anywhere. And he doesn't want to go anywhere. But that's...
He looks pretty happy.
He's
right
the boss,
there.
Though.
He is the boss. Anyway, yeah. So...
I don't know.
Yeah, score one for Blackheart there. Then we moved right along to the some female action. It was Tina San Antonio taking on Jessie Kay, a very game Jessie Kay. Ryan, you saw that match. What did you take from it?
I thought it was a very solid match, to be honest with you. I didn't really know going into it. Last time we saw Jessie Kay, not the greatest performance. Then again, who she was matched up against probably affected that greatly. But I wasn't sure how to react on it. I thought it was very solid. Jessie Kay ended up picking up the victory, and it was, I'd say, a good, that'd be close to about a 10-minute match. Very solidly booked, so very solid match.
There you go. Then we had the tag team match. That was Fusion DS, the reigning tag team champions, taking on the very formidable team of Bandido and Azrael. Dan, what'd you think of that one?
It goes back to what we said, or specifically Kelly said, before we started doing Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, when we were doing the wrestling rap out on that other channel. By the way, who the hell is Caesar? Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Maybe Conquered Rome?
I don't know. There's a tag team formula that just gets, unfortunately, when you're watching TV, shoved down your throat. I mean, the formula is the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. This match, there was no old-fashioned tag team match formula. That whole match, I was on the edge of my seat on what was going to happen next. And you think you know what's going to happen. It's a tag team match. And with these guys, all four athletes, it was different. And it was a great thing, a great match to watch. And right to the last moment, until the last three count, you didn't know what was going to happen.
And I agree with that because Bandido and Azrael, of course, are tag team champions in CZW. So I certainly wasn't sure if they were going to take home the gold from ECWA. So that was a very exciting match. Then after that, we went to a dream match for a lot of ECWA fans. It was Aiden Chambers, the Grand Slam champion, taking on Keikoa, the Flying Hawaiian. Ryan and Dan, what are your thoughts of this? Ryan first, then Dan.
That was phenomenal. I mean, I don't even know how else to describe it. That was awesome chant at the end. You know, they did a great job. It was a lot of fun to watch. It was back and forth. And you really didn't know who was going to win it. It was just completely back and forth.
Okay, Dan?
The match quality is what it was all about to me, my first ECWA event. The match quality, even for a quote-unquote mid-card match, was just worlds beyond what I'm used to seeing on television these days. It was just, you watch the match with eyes wide open going, what's going to happen? You know, it's just, I don't have the words for it. It was amazing. It was amazing to watch those two.
It really was. Keikoa breaking his losing streak. He was 1-3-1 going into that match. Now he's 2-3, rebounding from a couple of months that he was really having some trouble there.
He's definitely struggling for a while there.
Yeah, but now he's back on track. Then we go to the ECWA Mid-Atlantic title match. It was the boss, Mike Tartaglia, the defending champion, taking on Mr. Ooh La La. Ooh La La brings home the gold. We're going to have a little... Anyway, we're gonna have some audio.
I'm the second man. You're the third man.
You're the third. We're gonna have audio from that coming up. So, Ryan, what'd you think of that match?
That was just so much fun. It really was. I mean, it was exactly what you wanted to be. You wanted to just see that Tartaglia just get beaten up and Ooh La La delivered, though, with a little shenanigans on Tartaglia's side. You got a little worried. But Ooh La La won it. It was just a great, fun match. It was what you wanted from a match with Ooh La La in it. You know, you're entertained. You're on the edge of your seat. You know, you knew it wasn't going to be an absolute world beater of a match, but you knew it was going to be a fun, laughing, you know, energetic, have a great time kind of match.
And time is up. My turn.
As a silence for me.
Dean, it was like you said before. Ooh, that Tartaglia.
That's right. And bringing home the gold was, of course, Ooh La La for the faithful there in ECWA. Then we had the greatest American hero, Corey Blaze. The most astounding thing about him, he has fans apparently. He took on Kid America. But it was really taking on Mike Keener. Keener took off the mask before the match, went in there, took care of business, but was disqualified because he would not break a submission hold. Dan, what do you think of that?
The match quality. I am looking forward to their rematch more than this match. The match I've seen, I'm looking forward to the rematch between these two. And I understand that these two have been... it's been something that's been building for a long, long time.
Since January, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm obviously on Keener's side, but I got threatened on Facebook by a Corey Blaze supporter.
Really?
Who was going to have something to say. I'm going to get him on the show and see what he has to say.
Is that a certain EMT that...
It's a certain EMT that... He's just... It reminds me of a little bug.
Go ahead. We'll try to get some comments from him as we get closer to the next event. Now, the next two matches, I just want to say sheer insanity. One, because it was just... something you really don't see in ECWA a lot, and that's a good thing. That was Heart Killer Chris Wilde defending his TWA Heavyweight Championship. He defeated Breaker Morant in what I would call a match. It was a false count anywhere match, but it was really a match that raised the bar, shall you say, for both Papadon and Adam Cole. But, well, no pun intended, but it was really a fantastic match. Ryan, you first, then Dan. What were your thoughts on that match?
Well, let me just say, I think that match, you know, brought back some old memories of what it meant to really just go and leave it all out on in the ring, and outside the ring in this case. You know, maybe those letters, maybe dropping an A might bring back some special memories for certain people, but that was just, wow, that was wild. You had a car used, you know, kendo stick shots that were just vicious. You know, just a fight all over the entire Boys and Girls Club. It was nuts, and it was so much fun. In fact, I would probably say, of all the specialty type matches that we've seen, that's probably my favorite so far from ECWA.
It was clearly one of the best matches I've seen in ECWA, specialty or not. Ryan, you're not Ryan. Dan,
I'm Dan.
I know, Dan. I apologize.
No, it was everything. Really, Ryan said it on that one. It was like watching ECW again. I mean, It wasn't ultra violent, but that match went everywhere, and it was solid too. And the finish, if you are listening to us right now, I just posted a link on, I tried to post a link on Twitter. I don't know if it went up because I have less than a megabyte of internet service right now. Thank you, Showboat Casino. The finish of that match was one of the past. I'll just say it like that. It was great.
It really was. And then the main event was the ECWA champion, Greek God Papadon, who we will have on later on in the show.
Mm, great.
He took on Adam Cole and probably
Is that who he took on?
And probably one of the best
matches I've ever seen.
Period.
Period.
That was period. The best match I've ever
period.
Seen.
Period. Go ahead, Dean. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say Papadon won in an epic struggle. It was a 27-minute match.
I thought I didn't know it was going to end.
Exactly.
I mean, what is it? The term I'm missing. Not the false counts, but the false finishes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I really thought there was a couple times that where Cole was going to take it.
I was thinking that, too. The smart mark in me said, Adam Cole, he's here for one night, and then he's going away. But
yeah, that's the only reason why I was like, no, that can't happen.
But
I have to agree. I thought the same thing. There was no way. And the next thing you know, it's just near finish after near finish.
But then someone told me after the show, they said, well, you know, we could have him win the title and then come back in a few months and defend it and that sort of thing. So it makes feasible sense that he could have won. But anyway, a fantastic match. We'll have Papadon thoughts a little bit later on. But overall, one of the strongest cards that ECWA has put on. Overall, your thoughts, Dan?
Again, for my first independent wrestling card in a long time. Well, I saw ECW at the arena a couple of times. Does that count as independent?
I don't know if I would call it independent personally, but
it's amazing you throw your voice and sound like Ryan. For my first independent wrestling card since ECW closed. I honestly have been spoiled. I mean, I was fast forwarding through WWE television, and I don't really care if they know that. I don't think they even care. For weeks, and I'm spoiled. I mean, I watch wrestling for some storylines, and that's what Tartaglia and Ooh La La gave us, and with Stacy Carter in the mix, that was a nice change. But I watch wrestling because I want to see guys wrestle. I want to see matches. And again, I've been spoiled because I don't think I can see a match better than Papadon and Adam Cole. Maybe Papadon can do it again. I'm sure he can do it again, but that match was incredible. I'm spoiled now. Like I said, I didn't even. I was like, oh, Raw's on. And I was like, oh, this sucks. I can't watch it.
It's a little bit hard. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play our commercial with our good friends, the Dream Warriors. Make sure you check them out. Just listen to the commercial, and they'll, all the information's right there for you. And then we're going to come back and have the Monster Raw 2.
Are you bored? Do you need some entertainment? Well, I suggest you check out the Dream Wars Horrorcast. Isn't that right, baby?
You're going to miss a good show tonight. That's your tough luck. I thought you kids were all about team spirit.
Not only are we going to give you an entertaining show, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no-good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
Find them. Facebook or Podbean at Dream Warriors Horrorcast or on Twitter at Dream Warriors HC or Dark Deadeye 313.
To get in the cell, call in at 718-664-9133. Again, that is 718-664-9133.
Okay. Okay, so joining us now is an independent standout. It's the Monster Atu. Atu, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling absolutely lamp.
Lamp. That is your new thing on Twitter. Just explain hashtag lamp for us, for those that just don't get it.
Well, that's the beauty of lamp, you see, because it has many meanings, many purposes. It's you can multitask with lamp. LAMP can be anything and everything all at once, but also it can be an acronym for large and massive penis.
There you go. Large and massive penis. I'm glad I changed the rating for the day.
Is that a work or a shoot?
That's a shoot. Now, Atu, yes. You're part of Freedom Pro Wrestling. I believe you're still their television champion. Just go into that for me, your work with Freedom Pro Wrestling.
That company is absolutely fantastic, or should I say lamp-tastic. They run fantastic shows, but to be correct, I recently lost the TV championship to the multi-talented Facade, who deserved it. The brother man won that night. Facade's a fantastic athlete. I lost it in a triple threat ladder match versus Facade and Sabu. A good time.
Okay, so you were involved in a ladder match with Sabu and Facade. Now, what was that experience like?
That was the best ever. Aside from the chick that I hooked up with the night before, that was friggin' fantastic.
Now, speaking about hooking up with chicks, you were involved in a VH1 reality show taping. I forget the name of the show because it just escapes me right now. But what
why
was
am
that
I
like?
Single or something?
Yes, why
yeah,
am
it was caught
I,
off.
Yes, yep. Why am I single? Now, what was that experience like? It was taped in New York. What was that all about?
That was a ton of fun, too, actually, because I got paid to hang out with chicks. Even though I have to be clean here, don't I?
Yeah, a little.
Do I?
Yeah, just a bit clean. Yeah.
Even though the one chick was, how can you say, see you next Tuesday, if you know what I'm saying, if, you know, something's fishy going down and, you know, you feel like you're going to drown, C-U-N-G-U-H.
I would have to agree with that assessment of her. She really came off like she was better than you, that she, I mean.
She came off.
What about the girl at the end of that? Did anything eventually happen between you and the other girl?
That's the shame of it. She was absolutely, you know, ridiculously attractive and all that. And she was stacked. You know, she had TNA for days. And I ain't talking about Hogan and Jarrett. She had TNA for days. But the catch was, and there was a catch, she kind of perpetrated a fraud for TV to act like she was more into me. Really, in between takes, she couldn't handle the two. She's not down with the electric Jesus.
She was not down with the electric Jesus. That's really sad because the way that the show was built up was that she was really into you. And to find that out, that's really a shame.
That was a thing, too. Yeah, people think that things were, like, worked, so to speak. It was legit. It's just that in between takes, she wasn't really feeling me. I think she was acting more interested in me for the sake of the show than she really was because, you know, I am a bit much to take in.
And that show showed a little bit of it. There was a lot of, I just got the joke, you see.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It took me a minute.
That's what I call lamp humor. Yes.
Now, I do want to know, where did you break in? How did you get started? When did you start down this road to getting on with your dream?
It's only been a few years, actually. It's been a couple of years. I linked up with a fantastic trainer named Teddy Fine, who also wrestles for Freedom Pro Wrestling. You can find Freedom Pro Wrestling on Twitter, at Freedom Pro. He took me under his wing, and then I had another guy hopefully I don't get in trouble by mentioning his name. I had a fantastic legend of the sport named Mike Keener, who took me under his wing and mentored me, really taught me about psychology, and helped really introduce me into the actual working world of pro wrestling.
You know what? I really like Mike Keener, so you're not going to get in any trouble here. Yeah, Mike Keener has always treated us well, so he's a friend of the cell, as are you, Atu.
Nice.
Now another thing I wanted to get into a little bit was you were actually on the card, the last card at the ECW Arena.
Yes, I was. I was kind of on a card. If you saw the show, I was kind of not. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
You were involved in a match with Loki, and he legit knocked you out.
That's a little episode I like to call Monsters Do Fall Down.
That was a timber moment, let me tell you. When I saw the video of it, I was concerned for you. Everything was okay, like, just days later, right? I mean, you had a concussion. What happened? What was the aftermath of that?
Yo, man, I'll tell you what, that little cat spry. Boy, man, he can go. I never saw that sucker coming. Man, I don't know what kind of friggin' Goya beans he was eating that day, but they shot him out of his ass, and he was all over me like friggin' not fun. And the concussion sucked. It lasted for weeks. I was way out of it. And me being the genius that I am, I woke up the next day and jumped the rope for like 45 minutes to jar my brain and my head even more so to loosen up the fluid. But then later on I Googled, you shouldn't do dumb stuff like that. So I feel okay now, though.
Okay, so it's good that you've rebounded. Now, what's the future hold for you, Atu? What are you looking forward to do? What are your goals at this point in your career?
You know, I should have an actual plan and set goals, but I have to be honest and off the cuff. Realistically, I just love this sport more than life itself, more than anything. You know, it's number one priority over family, over friends. I just want to continue to learn the actual art that it is, you know, the form of art that it is. I just want to learn how to, you know, maybe I won't be the best, but I want to learn to be one of the best, to give the fans what they want, to be able to tell a good story in the ring, to not bring shame to the sport. I want to be able to have people say, yeah, watch, you know, the Ultra Magnetic Monster Eye 2. Go watch one of his matches, and you'll come away smiling and feel proud and say, yo, that's a viable product. This is what pro wrestling is all about. It's a good turn.
I've always heard that when you're a pro wrestler, it's always a learning process. There's never a day that you can take for granted. There's always an opportunity to learn. So that's how you feel right now?
Yeah, most definitely. I actually, to quote Road Warrior Animal, he once said, you know, if you're in this business, you know, you're going to be learning from year one to year 21. You never stop learning. And that's definitely true. The more I do this, the more I see there's always something new, and you always have to be on your toes and keep your eyes and ears open. You can always learn something new to give the fans a better show and to make the product better and to keep it alive.
That's what it's really about, Atu, keeping the sport, the entertainment of professional wrestling alive. Now, where can fans catch a glimpse of you from here on out?
I don't know, because I haven't pissed off yet. Yeah, it depends on... that's a good question. Aside from Freedom Pro Wrestling, which they tend to run out in Wisconsin and whatnot, they come up here on occasion. Aside from Freedom Pro, I've been talking to the people at NWA Dog. I'll be doing some of their stuff once again. It's been a while since I worked for them. Have fun working for that company. And, you know, any reputable company that, you know, hits me up or vice versa and I can work for, the more work I can get, the better, because that's how you learn when you actually put what you learned in practice into play. But tell you what, man, we'll see. You know, I got a lot of promoters that kind of look at me a little funny right now.
So the last thing I want to ask you, I'm not even sure what the last set. Dan, do you have anything to ask him right now?
Yeah, I was going to ask about the VH1 special. That was the most thing I was curious about. I got nothing else. He covered everything, man.
Okay, so now where can people follow you? On Twitter, on Facebook?
Yeah, they can follow me on Twitter, at MonsterRock2. That's at MonsterRock2 on Twitter. On Facebook, on that their book face that you kids check out, they can find me under AHTU, that's R2, L as in long and everlasting, Lamp. R2 L Lamp on Facebook.
Goosh.
Goosh. In the book.
R2, it was an absolute pleasure. You're a gentleman. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. We're definitely going to get you back on. Because right now I'd say you're in a transitional period. Once things get worked out, and I'm sure they will, we'll get you back on.
Can I say one thing before I depart?
Sure.
I just want to say to any and all people listening out there, I do not mean to intentionally offend anyone, although I am malodorous sometimes. I do not mean to intentionally offend anyone and come off hard-ass. However, bear in mind, I am a sports entertainer in the world of professional wrestling. I only seek to entertain and amuse people. So if things are misconstrued, if I'm using that word properly, I will not apologize, but I will say, cool, what's up? But I will say, hey, that's me. That's how I do. I hold my lamp high, and I have to free my lamp.
Feel free to free your lamp. It was a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
That was an awesome interview.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you very much.
You
have a good night.
You too. Now.
Have a good night.
Okay, so that was the Monster R2. Probably the most
craziness.
The most action-packed 10 minutes we ever had on
Hell
in a Cell Talk Radio. What I'm going to do, I'm going to change things up a little bit. Dan, what did you want to say?
No, just wow.
He certainly has a lot of things. What I'm going to do is change things up a little bit. Papa Don can wait, quite frankly. He has eyes and ears, so let him get mad at me, too. But we're going to go to... the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, because he has a big announcement tonight. So let me bring him on after his theme music. Good evening, Robert Knight. How are you this evening?
You know, I'm always okay, but the Knight Rider's coming at you with some mixed emotions today. I received some news earlier today that's got me a little shaken up, and I'm not too happy about, but I'm trying to stay positive here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Earlier this afternoon, Kit and I were contacted by Donald Warren, who claims he's not part of the board of directors, but he speaks for the board of directors for New Moon Rising Wrestling. And they have informed me that I am to bring my United States Championship to the next New Moon Rising Wrestling event and put it on the line in a match that has never taken place in the history of professional wrestling to crown what they're calling a new United States Champion. In my eyes, it's me defending my title against all odds.
Okay, so you said it's never happened before in professional wrestling. What is this match?
Well, New Moon Rising Wrestling is one of the most innovative promotions I have ever seen and I'm proud to be a part of, but when they're throwing me into something like this, I mean, the concept of this match is, first of all, let me give you the name. They told me this match is called PG-13. Now, PG-13 is 13 superstars, and one superstar will enter the ring, another superstar will enter the ring, so two guys start off. Every minute and a half, a new superstar will enter. Once all 13 guys are in the ring, then eliminations can begin. So if I'm the first guy in the ring, I'm looking at whatever 1.5 times 13 is before I can even start throwing guys out. Then it's a battle royal process. Jeez. After the battle royal, the last two men in the ring turn into a lumberjack match, and then the winner of that will be the United States champion.
Okay, so it's a very innovative match up there. Wow. I'm not sure
wow.
how to even describe that. Dan, what do you think about that?
I think that's unprecedented. Matt, I mean, I hope you have it sounds like you have your work cut out for you, but I hope you can defeat all.
I mean, I've gone 2.5 hours, so I've shown I can go the distance, but...
I was going to say, there's no way you're going to go 2.5 hours in this one.
No, I'm sure I'm going to wrap it up a little bit quicker, but they're trying to stack the deck against me. They want to take the U.S. title away from me, and I got news for the board of directors and everybody else in New Moon Rising Wrestling. They're all tap dancing in a minefield if they think they can take the U.S. title away from the Knight Rider and Kit. It's not going to happen.
No, you are the
United States. I
agree. Tap dancing in a minefield, I like that.
Well, yeah. He is the United States. That's why he is the U.S. champion.
He is.
That's not fair to me.
Well, whether it's fair or not, we do have more fan mail, Robert.
Ooh.
So I'm going to start out right now. Now, this came in. It was translated roughly by Kit. I believe it was in German. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So it's through translation. It says, "Hi, Robert. I wasn't sure if you knew, but you have a huge fan base in Germany. We love your show fan mail, and some of us plan of coming out to the USA for future New Moon Rising Wrestling events. Thank you for fighting crime and making the world a safer place, and thank you for being the 2.5 hour Battle Royal champion. We will hold it in our hearts forever. Sincerely, Hans from Berlin, Germany."
Well, that's great. You know, I'm sure Hans is listening right now. I think there's like a 6 or 7 hour time difference with Germany, but that's great to hear. It's great to hear that all the hard work that I do, the crime fighting, the taking care of people like the American Roughneck who put up a front and try to be like everybody's hero. When I'm a true hero, it's good to see that that gets recognized. And I'm also a big fan of those German people out there. And the Knight Rider may make a trip out there soon.
Okay, so the Knight Rider might make a trip out to Germany. Now, Dan, I believe you have the next piece of fan mail.
Yes, I have. This one is probably my favorite, even better than last week. "Dear Mr. Knight, did you hear me on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio a couple weeks ago? How did I do? I tried my best to study your past segments and come off as a gentleman and as a superstar like yourself. I hope I did you proud. Your buddy, Handsome Harold Boyer. P.S. The Roughneck says hi, too."
Oh, wow. Two of my biggest fans right there. You know, I did catch Handsome Harold on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. He was doing his best to impersonate the Knight Rider, and as usual, he just came up a little bit short. Now, the guy's he's not quite earning the respect of the Knight Rider enough to call him Mister, so I'm still going to call him Handsome. But, Harold, keep working hard, keep studying the tapes of the Knight Rider, and maybe one day you, too, could be a true hero. As far as the American Roughneck, have any of you guys seen that video he posted on the New Moon Rising Wrestling fan page on Facebook? That guy's got something growing on his face. I don't know what in the hell is going on there, but hopefully Kit and I can get him to shave that thing before the next event.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing, to be honest with you. I was looking at that going, what is that?
I think he was watching Over the Top, and he's trying to do a Bull Hurley impression. I don't know what's going on there.
The whole thing about that mustache, I'm not sure what he's going for there.
I don't know. I think he's trying to scare the U.S. title away from me. It almost worked, but trust me when I tell you.
I was going to say, is he trying to make himself look a lot tougher or something? I don't really know.
He's going for the John Waters thing.
I mean, it's probably hard to shave when you're always lying on your back, too, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out for him.
Robert. Is there anything else you wanted to say to your adoring fans out there in the internet world?
I just want to thank everybody for their support. Fan Mail with Robert Knight is going to have its season finale next week, the end of season one. There's going to be about a two-week break in between, and then we're jumping right into season two. So I'm not going to keep my fans waiting. Again, the big news is PG-13 at the next New Moon Rising Wrestling event, and I'm going to have to maybe do two runs a day that are 2.5 hours long to get in shape for this one. But it's going to be a very innovative match that I'm sure all the fans are going to be into. So check it out. And as always, one man can make a difference.
Robert, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of crime fighting and Anson Williams conventions to come and join us.
What an awesome convention. I mean, hopefully we'll be in the same one next time. I heard you were on the one on the East Coast last week.
I was at the Anson Williams convention in Poughkeepsie, New York, while you were in Los Angeles. So maybe next time we can hook up maybe in Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that too.
I'll have my teal blue Letterman sweater ready for that one.
But like I said, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on. And, you know, just be safe fighting that crime out there.
I'll do my best. Take care, guys.
Okay, so that's Robert Knight, everybody. We do have a few callers. I'm going to bring on this one. This is 215 area code. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Thanks for staying on hold. Just state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Brady from Philly.
Brady! It's
Brady!
Hey, what's
Brady.
Going on, guys?
Hello,
oh,
Brady.
This is the Tony Lane show, right?
Oh,
no.
My.
Oh, no.
Dude. Oh, yeah. I'm only kidding. I know who
right
this
there.
Is. I know who this is.
We're shooting.
I am certainly. My hand is right on the hang up button right now.
I'm sorry, man. You know. I was at my local watering hole tonight. I'm cheering on the Los Angeles Kings. They're going to beat those Dirty Devils tonight. End
Woo-hoo!
This series. End this nonsense
Woo-hoo!
With hockey. And I was excited, guys. You know, I thought I'd call in just to see how the Attu interview went. It went great, I thought. You know, he was pretty good, right?
I think so. Attu is
awesome.
Is nothing but a gentleman.
And a scholar.
Of course, obviously. Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
one day someone's going to write songs about that guy.
I had a little bit of time, you know, I got to leak my lamp in the bathroom, and I came back, and I got to hear Robert Knight, and it's been a good show, guys, so I just want to say keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Thank you, Brady.
I'm looking forward to using my lamp later.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Brady, thank you. It's always great to hear from an esteemed journalist and an internet celebrity like yourself. I certainly do appreciate the vote of confidence, but thank you so much.
Well, I was going to say, if you ever hear from the esteemed journalist, let me know.
Brady,
take care, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you, Brady.
Okay, and I have one more to get to. So 609, just state your name, where you're calling from. You're with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
What's up, ladies?
Just,
hello.
Yeah, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
This would be the American Roughneck.
Oh, my
God. Oh, that's Roughneck.
Nikes.
Roughneck, what do you got to say?
All I know is I'm glad Robert Knight's getting fan mail. What was that last mail from? Hank in Berlin, New Jersey? What was it? I wasn't quite paying attention.
It was Hans in from Berlin, Germany.
You sure? I didn't think he got fan mail outside of his house, but that's okay.
But it was, yes, it was Hans from Berlin, Germany, yes. But what do you got to say, Refnick?
Oh, I'm here to tell Robert Knight what's on my mind. What's on my mind? That belt. Doesn't matter what the board comes up with, that belt's walking with me.
Quick and to the point. Now, I do have a question for you.
Sure.
What the hell is going on with that mustache?
I figured I'd just try a new look. It seems to be going real well with the fans. So I figured I'd keep it for a little bit.
Go ahead.
That's
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I got distracted by one of the fans waving at me here in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Ooh. Wildwood, New Jersey. So what are you doing?
Wildwood, New Jersey. I'm out here hanging with the fans, the Roughnecks fans, in Wildwood, New Jersey, while talking on your radio show.
What? See, he took time
You're
off.
You're hanging
so
with
you
the
pay,
people?
You pay
I'm hanging with the people.
Talking.
You guys want to say hi to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio?
There's one person.
So it sounds like you have your one fan down there with you.
That's one right here. The rest of them are out partying. He's
Come
sitting
on,
here on the balcony hanging with the roughneck
person.
But anyway,
we have people that like to talk over the wrestler.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for calling in. I really have to get to Papadon at this point.
I'll let you go.
Enjoy your night.
I'm here just to tell you that Robert Knight will not be the U.S. champion much longer.
Oh, okay. He will not be the champion much longer.
What's the date on that again?
June 30th.
June 30th. You got to get down there.
June 30th, the next New Moon Rising Wrestling Show. What I'm doing now, I'm taking a look.
Are we seriously calling Papadon?
Yeah, we're calling Papadon.
You know what? I don't think I'll be part of this.
You're not going to be part of this? Is this
no.
because of what happened the other day?
Yeah, it's because of what happened the other day. I got on my knees and kissed his foot.
And then
we're not television. That would have made great television.
I still got assaulted. So you know what? You gentlemen have fun with this. I'm out of here.
Wow. Okay, so it's you and me, Big Burgundy. I'm placing the phone call right now.
All right, let's hear this.
If I can find it. There we go. Just give me a minute. See, this is the trouble when you have to call the champ.
Doesn't it make sense that you call the champ and the champ doesn't call you?
Well, you know, I won't get into that on air.
we'll talk about that later.
Here we go. We're dialing in. God, Papadon, and he's probably going to be upset. He's about 16 minutes late.
Hello?
Hi, is this the Greek God Papadon?
Yes, it is.
Hello, this is Double D from Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I just wanted to get your thoughts. How you doing tonight, champ?
Doing well. How you doing, Double D?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm joined by Big Burgundy.
I changed the name. I changed the name for you.
Big Burgundy. Any relation to Ron Burgundy?
Well, you never know.
You never know. But what I wanted to do, Dan Lowell did leave. I did want to give you that because I said I'm calling in Papadon. He left. He left in protest. What do you think about that, first of all? Then we'll get into Adam Cole.
Well, I think him gone just made the show that much better.
Oh, my. Oh. Okay, so that's all you got to say about that, right?
Well, that's it. He doesn't deserve any more of my time.
Wow. Wow. Can I just ask one question? Now, during the match with Adam Cole, you made your way, you made a beeline right for Dan Lowell, and you actually pushed him away with your hand. Now, what was going through your mind with that? Why did you do that?
I didn't like the way he was looking at me. When I was in the ring, he was checking me out like I was a double bacon cheeseburger. So I felt kind of insulted, and I just had to put the peasant in his place. So I just had to give him a little bit of the business. If you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. You gave him the business. So let's move on. Adam Cole, you had a fantastic and epic match against Adam Cole. What was that match, what was that like for you, wrestling Adam Cole, just this past Saturday?
Well, it wasn't a fantastic, epic match. It was the greatest match in ECWA history. That's a fact. That's not even a theory.
I agree with that.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, it was the greatest match that's ever taken place in the building that I built, the Boys and Girls Club, or in the history of the company. In the last 45 years. So that's the first thing. Second thing, you guys are making it such a big deal about me wrestling Adam Cole. Why don't you ask Adam Cole how to feel to wrestle greatness, the Greek God Papadon, the greatest untamed talent today? I think you guys have the questions reversed. You see, at the end of the night, I woke up the victor. I'm still the champion. And in this case, if you're not first, you're last. So there you go.
So Adam Cole with just another match in your belt. Now coming up next, July 14th at the War Games, you are going to be taking on Tony Nese, someone you trained with, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Are you there, Papa?
Yeah, is it correct?
Oh,
I'm here, Jerky.
Well, I just wanted to know your thoughts on that match with Tony Nese coming up.
Well, then you should ask that, and that will tell you my thoughts. You just said you were wrestling him, and I could correct. So there you go. I answered your question. It was a two-sided question.
You should have asked it
as a two-sided question.
I apologize.
So you better. So here we go. Let's see. Tony Nese. Well, first off, let me backtrack. Split second. Adam Cole isn't just another match. The kid is very talented, and he earned my respect. It was the hardest match, the hardest test I've ever had in an ECWA ring. And he's welcomed to a rematch whenever he wants. So there you have it. I leave that on the table. Let the chips fall where they, you know, where they may. But whenever his schedule allows it, he can come into the ECWA. He wants a rematch for the title. He has it. No qualms, no beef, no nothing. He's earned my respect, which is very hard to do in this business. And we had one hell of a match. And those who did not make it there, who will purchase the DVD, will agree. And obviously, they would want to see another match. So, there you go. Now, as far as Tony Nese goes, he's another man I respect. Him and I wrestled plenty of times. And he's one of my greatest opponents, if not my greatest opponent. And he has beaten me in the past. I have beaten him. And we have wrestled together in ECWA at the Super 8. Many said that our match was the match of the night out of all the matches in the tournament, which is a lot to say because everyone in the tournament was very skilled and very talented. But we outshined everybody, in my opinion. And many would agree with my opinion. But July 14th is another chapter in our saga, and I am looking forward to it. Only because he's hungry. And why is he hungry, you may ask? Well, he's not as hungry as Big Burgundy, but he's hungry. He's hungry because he worked for a national company that didn't utilize his talent and didn't take advantage of what they had. He worked for TNA. TNA didn't use him properly. They didn't give him any TV time. They didn't book him on any house shows. They maybe gave him 3 or 4 matches in his tenure there. And then when he had an opportunity to wrestle the Great Muta for PWS this past weekend, they tried to shut him down. They wouldn't look the other way and give this kid an opportunity to live out a dream. If I had the opportunity to wrestle the Great Muta, you know, I'd be beside myself. The guy's a legend. Someone I used to, you know, quote-unquote mark out for when I was a fan. I still mark out for him. But aside from that fact, he did the right thing. He felt what he had to do, and he asked for his release. And you know what? I give the kid credit because not a lot of people would have the audacity or the bravery to say, I'm not going to be pushed around by anybody. You know, I'm not playing the game by their rules. I'll play my own rules and do what I need to do. A lot of people will just say, well, you know what? I'll just take it and bear it because it's a national company, and I'll get my shot sooner or later, and I'll play by their rules, and I'll be nice. No. He made it happen, and he had a great weekend with PWS. He wrestled Muta and Kai the first night when he teamed with Sami Callihan. He wrestled Kai the second night, and from what I hear, they had phenomenal matches both nights. So I'm looking forward to it on July 14th. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we're going to steal the show, and I know those are big words considering that a lot of great talents on the roster in the ECWA, and a lot of great matches occur, you know, under Joe Zanoli and Mike D'Artaglia's watch, but you have two great athletes who should be on TV right now. I mean, Tony Nese was on TV. He decided not to be on TV any longer with his company. But, again, that's their mistake, which will be someone else's gain in the future.
I agree with your complete assessment on Tony Nese and saying that you're going to steal the show, which isn't hard for you to say, quite frankly, because you always steal the show. But that particular show, the War Games, there will be a War Games match. So you're saying you're going to even steal a very unique match that's not even around that much, especially in ECWA. You're going to still steal the show, even with that specialty match on tap.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. When you watch matches, you know, like steel cage matches, ladder matches, whatever the case may be, they're great matches, quote-unquote, what we call gimmick matches. Reason why? Because there's a certain gimmick to the match. Either there's a ladder, there's a cage, there's tables, ladders, chairs, oh my. The fact of the matter is, it's its own flavor of ice cream. But from my track record, and from my experience, and obviously my hard work and dedication and my devotion to this industry, month in and month out, I come to the house that I've built and to the company that I've made relevant again, the ECWA, and I steal the show. And I have the best match on the card. Why? Because the cream always rises to the top. And I am always the one who's going 30-plus minutes with my opponents. I'm always the ones who have the fans on the edge of their seats. I'm the one who's getting booed out the building because the fans, for some reason, have mistaken me with an Italian pizzeria chain. I don't see the relevancy here. I'm Greek, not Italian. I mean, the name Papa John and Don, they rhyme. It's great for them. They learn how to rhyme. Maybe next week they'll all learn how to tie their shoes or brush their tooth. You know, they don't have teeth. They have a tooth. But aside from that fact, you've come to a few shows, you've seen whatever you've seen, and you would have to agree that whoever I'm in the ring with, at the end of the night, people are leaving saying that was the match of the night. I mean, I didn't win Wrestler of the Year last year because I look good in my tights, even though I do. But there's obviously a method to my madness. So, yes, I do feel that people want to see wrestling, and you have two great wrestlers, two of the very best in the world today, Tony Nese and the Greek god Papa Don, once again doing battle for the oldest and most prestigious title this time around, the ECWA title. And we're going to steal the show without a shadow of a doubt.
Last thing I want to say, you've had an amazing amount of challengers. You've defeated number one Johnny Silver twice, Chris Weil, Adam Cole now, Keikoa. Is there anyone that you see ending this stranglehold that you have on the title?
It's a good question. Very good question. Adam Cole came very close. I was only 1 second better than him. The fact of the matter is, it could be anybody. All I have to do is make one mistake, be off of my game for 1 second, and get caught, and then boom, it's over. That's just that quick. So any one of the challenges that I faced in the past, if I step in the ring with them again, you can very well do it. I mean, if you ask me, can Keikoa cut a decent promo? The answer is no. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Can Chris Weil cut a good promo? No. Can Damian Dragon finally cut a good promo without putting us to sleep? No. But what I'm saying is, you see, certain things are for sure. When you get in front of the camera, either have it, you don't. You can build it to where you get comfortable and acquire the skills to become entertaining, but that takes time. When you're in the ring, all you need to do is have one hiccup for a split millisecond, and that could be it. Lights out. Done deal. Match is over. You lost. So anyone that I have faced or anyone on that roster can beat me at any given time, any given moment, you know? And if I think that they can't, then I should just hang up my boots right now, because I'm just kidding myself, and I'm just lying to the fans. And that's one thing I don't do. I don't lie. I don't steal. I don't cheat. And at the end of the day, that's why I'm the most grandest and glorious and greatest champion the ECWA has ever had.
Papa Don, it's always a pleasure. Now, tomorrow night, you'll be on your own show, the Papa Don Show, until the name's changed. That's available on thebradyhicks.com, and I'm sure you're going to go into much more detail about the match with Adam Cole and more detail with Tony Nese. But I just want to say thanks for coming on. Thanks for spending some time with us.
No worries. The pleasure's all yours. Nick Burgundy, have fun. Have another double bacon cheeseburger. And you
Dan,
no worries. And you can tell Dan Law that, you know what? I'm hiding under his bed, so you better not go to sleep tonight, or else I'm going to get him.
I'll pass that message for you, champ.
All right. Listen, Double D, take it easy. Thank you for the opportunity. Support Indie Wrestling. support the podcast and support indie wrestling like your show, like Brady Hicks, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling, support the PWI. Just come out and keep wrestling alive, because without the independence, there'd be no future. And with no future, we're all lost.
I certainly agree. Until next time, champ. I'm sure we'll get you back on pretty soon.
All right, stroke it easy. Take it deep.
Okay. So that was the Greek God Papadon. Once again, you can listen to his show tomorrow night on thebradyhicks.com, 9:30, 8:30 Central. I'm going to play out his theme, and then we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. What I'm going to do now, Big Burgundy, he captured some post-match comments from a lot of the ECWA stars after Raising the Bar. The first one I'm going to play is Adam Cole, so here we go.
I have a lot of mixed emotions coming out of this match. You know, mainly because, again, the ECWA fans have always been so good to me. They always support me. Anytime I come here, them chanting, "This is awesome," after the match between me and Papa Don, certainly makes me think that they enjoyed themselves, and that's what it's all about. But I can't honestly sit here and tell you that I'm a satisfied man, mainly because I made a lot of promises. I made a lot of guarantees. I told a lot of people on a lot of different platforms that I was going to walk away the ECWA heavyweight champion, and I did not do that. However, I did learn one thing. I learned that if I get one more shot, one more opportunity at Papa Don, I now know that the Greek God is a beatable man. Because even though he pinned my shoulders to the mat and retained his championship that he so rightfully deserves, I also watched him leave the ring and I saw how beaten and battered that he was. I knew that I took the fight to him. I knew that on any given night, the other one could beat the other guy. So if I get one more shot at Papa Don, again, I'm not going to make any promises. I'm not going to make any guarantees. But what I will say is, Papa Don, be careful and watch your back, because my determination and my goal now to become ECWA heavyweight champion has grown even more. And to be honest with you, I didn't think that was capable until after tonight.
Well, it definitely was an epic match, and you came this close. But what's the next step? You say you want to challenge him again? You going to lay out another challenge for him?
I think absolutely. Once I get back and I recover from this beating that he gave me, I'm sure he needs a little bit to recover as well, considering I went through a war. I don't think I've ever had a match that was tougher. I don't even think I've ever had an opponent that was tougher, to be completely honest with you. But once I go back and I reassess and I think about things and I really get focused on becoming the ECWA heavyweight champion, when I'm ready and when Papa Don's ready to accept my challenge, I can only hope he does. My sights, like I said, are certainly set on that ECWA Heavyweight Championship.
Thank you so much for your time, Adam.
Okay, so that was Adam Cole right after the match with Papa Don. Wow. Ryan, how was that getting that interview with Adam?
To be honest with you, I was honored. I mean, he could have picked anybody else to do an interview with. He picked me. And just to see the intensity on his face, I mean, he is a man of his word. He knew that he was going to go out there, and he was going to give Papa Don everything he had. And he fell a little bit short, but you know what? You could just see it in his eyes. The determination was there for another shot.
Okay, and then you caught up with Fusion DS. Here's what they have to say, and then we'll get more words from you.
This is the person formerly known as Big Red, here with Fusion DS off of their great win, retaining the tag team titles, the unified ECWA tag team titles. Champs, what do you think?
Well, we told everybody what we were going to come out and do and prove we are the best tag team, not just in ECWA, but in ECWA history. And we went toe-to-toe with an equally great team, but we were just that much better. We told everybody they were going to see a difference after this whole chapter was done with the Midnight Sensations, and we proved that tonight.
What we did was very, very simple. We beat a team that was in the Super 8 this year, so where does that put us on the map right now? You know what I mean? But see, thing is, Bandido and Azrael, hell of a competitors. What a great match. They learned two things tonight. One, I can kiss with my knee, and you apparently cut people with your elbow. So I think we're becoming more of a dangerous threat than people realize. So, anybody else want to come to the ECWA and challenge for the titles? By all means.
Do you both think that their title should have been on the line? Do you think that you should also now be the CZW tag champs as well as ECWA tag champs?
You never know. That's a possibility. I mean, the old territory days, if you traveled someplace else and you were champ someplace else, why not? Why not? The business is one as a whole, so why not? It only brings more reputability to not only our industry, but to the people you face, so why not? Anything is possible in this business, and we've learned that. But tonight, the one thing that was a certain and not a possibility was Fusion DS proving we are the best, period.
Here's another key point. This is the ECWA. This ain't CZW. If somebody wants to put us against Azrael and Bandido for the CZW titles, CZW know who to call. But this is our battlefield. We can go to theirs any day we want.
Believe.
Thank you so much, champs. Thank you.
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio is available at blogtalkradio.com. Hell in a Cell, live every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Okay, so we're back. Now, Dan, you're back as well.
Mm.
I'm not sure if you heard anything that Papa Don
was saying. Oh, who needs to?
Well,
you know, the man, let me preface by saying this. The man is probably the greatest wrestler, in my opinion, that I've ever seen. But that isn't, obviously, he believes this, and I truly do believe, the greatest wrestler that is unsigned today, period. If not the greatest wrestler today, period. I guess he's going to have to look forward to kicking my ass because I ain't kissing his ass no more.
There you go. He was pretty dismissive of you as well. I will just say that.
Okay, that's pretty dismissive of him.
You certainly were. So trying to get past that moment. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, I get past this because physically I'll never be what he is, but I am a grown man, and we can move past this to be professionals. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's be professional. Right now I have comments from Monsieur Ulala. He was quite excited in this moment, so here we go.
Will we understand?
This is Big Red, the artist formerly known as Big Red, here with Mr. Ulala, fresh off his win of the Mid-Atlantic title. Your thoughts, sir?
Woo! Ulala! Ain't nothing they toss in the balls that felt so good. Go ahead. What?
I'm still in amazement. You didn't just toss the boss. You just put him away. You just beat him down, bloodied him. You know, you nearly ripped the toupee off his head.
Well, you know, the chair pack company called about that. I told him I would try to bring it back safely. That thing has got grown off the top of his head. But let me tell you, I told that man to shut his mouth. He wants to run his mouth like he's like some sort of Mr. Big Boss Man. Well, we toss the boss here in the ECWA, and that's just how it's going to have to be. And I can't wait to see all the crying on Facebook. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. What's he going to do? I probably should send him a binky or something, because he can't sleep with his little precious Mid-Atlantic title, he's going to have to sleep by himself.
That swine. So let me ask you, what's next for you with the ECWA Mid-Atlantic title? You going to take it to, he took it to Sesame Place. Are you going to take it up to Dorney Park or to the shore, to the Wildwood, to the boardwalks there, or what?
We're going to bring it back every month and defend it. And I can tell you now, I know as soon as he lost, the wheels were turning, I'm sure, extremely slowly. Probably haven't been thinking for decades. And he's thinking, all right, what am I going to do? How am I going to fix him? Well, I fixed things, and I fixed him tonight.
If he comes and challenges you to a rematch, what would be your response to him?
Ooh la la! You bring it on, you miserable swine. I will clean you from pillar to post and take you. You will meet every turnbuckle in that ring. That's what's going to happen. I've had enough of him. He's nothing but a sniveling little girl who does nothing but cry and cry and cry. I don't understand what is wrong with him. If he spent as much time in the gym as he did on Facebook trying to tell me how great he was, he might have a body that even Charles Atlas might support.
Thank you so much, Monsieur Oulala, and congratulations again on being the new ECWA Mid-Atlantic Champion.
Well, thank you, Monsieur Oulala! Woo! I'm the champ! Woo! Oulala!
So, Ryan, what was that moment like? Oulala very excited with his title win.
Oh, you just said it right there. I mean, the excitement. Oh, my gosh. The energy, it was just great. He was just on fire. I mean, the smile on his face was literally from just ear to ear. It was incredible. You could just feel the energy, feel the passion coming from him. I honestly think he might be revitalized, revigorated here in ECWA.
Reinvigorated.
Thank you. I apologize, but that's why we need you here, Dan.
Okay. That's why I'm here, just to,
He
to
is
correct my word issues.
Well, I have a quick question. Are you Big Red or the artist formerly known as Big Red now?
He's Big Burgundy.
Big Burgundy, but you refer to me as the artist formerly known if you want to. I was still thinking of a new name at that point.
Well, the whole thing was, we'll get to the Papadon post.
Yeah, I was trying to segue into that, but nobody listened to me.
Sorry.
Good.
Anyway. Just a programming update. Kimberly is running a little late. We're going to try to get her on, but she needs to call in before 11 o'clock. I did make her aware of that. Otherwise, she can't call in once the show starts being recorded. So worst comes to worst, we'll just squeeze her in next week. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can get to her. But now, also, what I want to go into is Papadon. Here is his post-match comments, and it's twice as long as anybody else because he's the champ.
I was Big Red. I'm here with the Greek god, Papadon, after his major, major match with Adam Cole, pulling out the victory. What are your thoughts, champ?
First off, you're not allowed to call yourself Big Red any longer.
I apologize for that. I apologize for that, champ.
Do you understand the ramifications of your stupidity, your foolishness?
Yes,
Big Red is the 12 pounds of leather and gold that I wear on my waist and carry on my shoulder. It's 44 years of tradition, history, respect, and honor that stemmed from an industry that was built from my ancestors, the Greeks.
Yes.
You walk around... Shut up, Tubby.
Yes, sir.
You walk around here calling yourself Big Red, and that's plagiarism. From now on, you can call yourself anything else. Don't call yourself Big Red.
Yes, sir. I'll change it right away.
Now, what's your question?
My question to you, champ, is it seems that you're just unbeatable. No one has been able to knock you off for well over a year now. Do you see yourself retaining this championship for the next 25 years?
Let me explain something to you so you can fully understand. A wise man once said, it's not how many times, or it's not, a man isn't measured by success. A man's measured from how he overcomes failure. Now tonight, Adam Cole, by far, has taken me to the limit. He has been the hardest and most difficult opponent I have ever faced in my entire career. Everything that I've said leading into this match about us being two future stars in this industry hasn't been a lie. Tonight we proved that theory. We made an absolute guaranteed fact. And those who are fortunate enough to be in attendance tonight and saw that got their money's worth. And those who buy the DVDs and watch the match over and over and over again will get their money's worth. And hopefully we inspire some young kid to become a professional wrestler like the forefathers in this industry that inspired Adam and myself. Now, as far as the match goes, I was only 1 second better, and he took me to the limit. So he had my respect, and now his respect in my book went up tenfold. So, with that being said, he wants a rematch. As soon as I'm done recuperating from the beating he gave me, as soon as he's done recuperating from the beating I gave him, he can have a rematch, without a doubt. But, I said it before, I'll say it again. You can change the variables in the equation, whether it's a person, whether it's a time, whether it's a date, whether it's a place. The outcome is still the same. I am and will always be the greatest unsigned talent today. Until the idiots in whichever company get their heads out of their asses and realize, wait a minute, this kid should be on RTV. I will be the GUTT. No offense, I know the gut's your gimmick, but you know what I mean.
I absolutely do, champ. And one last thing, if you don't mind me asking. You sent a message to Dan Law. Do you have anything else you want to say to him?
No, his 15 minutes of fame are up. He kissed my foot. He bought my T-shirt. So I got his money. He has no pride. He has no respect. He kissed another grown man's foot. So, end of the day, do I forgive him? No. Is he still on my list? Yes. Will it take a lot more to earn my forgiveness? Absolutely. But this interview is not about Dan Law. It's about independent wrestling. And these people out there, the commoners, the peasants, the bottom feeders that come to the shows, whether it's in Delaware, whether it's in New York, whether it's in Philadelphia, whether it's in California, all I want them to know is to respect, support, and honor independent wrestling. Because without the support, without their respect, without their admiration, this business has no future.
Thank you so much for your time, champ.
Pleasure's all yours.
Again, I'm going to cut in here before Dean can even start and just say, I'm not prepared to, kiss his ass any further. He has my respect. He has my admiration, but that's it. It's as far as I go. I gave him money. I did everything he asked me to. I got on my knees. My knees that I could barely get on because I've already had surgery in both. He couldn't hurt those any more than they already are. I got on my knees. I kissed his foot live. People heard me. We have pictures on of it. Pictures I didn't agree with. I took a shot from him, and I'm still not forgiven. That's fine. Or, like I said, I'm not kissing his butt anymore, so I guess I'm going to get it kicked.
It seems that you two are certainly going somewhere. He keeps on saying that it's not a big deal. He completely dismisses you, yet he does have a lot to say about you.
Does he want a match? Like, is it going to come to the point, the fact that I'm going to have to take an ass kicking?
I get it out
of the way now. I've been beat up by bigger.
I'll tell you what, though, because Kimberly is on the line, we will get to her momentarily.
I'm excited.
But I will say this, just ask Brady Hicks from thebradyhicks.com, how it turns out when Papa Don gets you in the ring. It doesn't end very well.
I don't know. That might just be the next ECWA classic right there. Dan Law versus Papa Don.
I don't know if it would be a classic.
It would certainly not be a classic. It would be as classic as your former nickname.
Well, all right.
Well, without further ado, what I'm going to do is bring on Kimberly.
Let's get to something much more beautiful and much more butt-kicking than us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, right. Now, Kimberly, you are on with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Kimber?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are doing great. We're very excited. Let's just start out with you broke in with the CZW Wrestling Academy. You were the first female graduate. What is that like as an honor? What was that like for you?
Well, just like any other wrestling school that you're going to, it was very hard. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of days coming home, not being able to move, getting out the icy hot and ice baths and all that good stuff. But I mean, you know, I just pushed through it and kept going and never wanted to stop. And, you know, I think it was actually better that I trained mostly with guys because I was treated just like they were and wasn't, you know, it wasn't taken easy. They didn't take it easy on me at all, I guess is the way, what I'm trying to spit out. So I think it made me stronger in the long run for that.
We have heard on the show before from people who have gone through the academy that they really teach a toughness and a respect for the business. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Like, they teach you how to be tough, but they also teach you how to respect everyone around you, how to respect the business itself, and it's a very good training program.
Now, you were actually discovered by DJ Hyde. Was he the owner at that point?
No, he wasn't the owner yet. It was literally like a month before he took over the company that he had found me, but he was one of the head trainers there at the time.
So you were just in attendance at a wrestling show, and he came up to you. What was that like? I mean, were you interested in the business before that, or was it just one of those things? I know you went with one of your friends, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Were you interested in getting in?
It had always been, since I was younger, like a thought in the back of my mind that I'd really like to do this, but it was never something I thought was actually going to materialize into reality, and then it did. So, yeah, that's basically how it happened.
Okay, so after you graduate, you're obviously involved with CZW. You're one of the bombshells there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the so far your greatest highlight within CZW? What would you say is the highest peak you've reached so far in CZW?
Within CZW, definitely getting the chance and the privilege to wrestle at the Last Cage of Death. Just being in the arena with it completely packed and just how hot the crowd was. And it was an intergender tables match. So it was a big deal and definitely a big moment for me in my career.
Okay, so the Cage of Death, your biggest moment there. Now, one of the things that I've noticed, irregardless of which promotion you go to, it seems that you and Mia Yim always have something going on. There's some type of battle, some type of fight. Is this thing personal with you and Mia Yim, or is it just the bookers have just kind of put you two together? What's going on with Mia Yim?
Well, she is probably my favorite opponent to have, and you are right, I do end up wrestling her everywhere, but she's definitely a tough cookie and very, very hard to beat, and I'd like to say that I am too. So every time we wrestle each other, it gets better and better and better, and I look forward to the next one because I'm sure there will be many more.
Okay, now besides CZW, you have you're also involved in WSU, Sideshow Pro, NWA Force One. You've been in ECWA. You're literally everywhere. Now, is this part of your plan to just get your name out there? I mean, because you're everywhere. You take a lot of bookings. What exactly are you doing with all these bookings? Just getting the name out there?
I wouldn't say I have any strategic plan at all with any of the bookings. I mean, I'm just, you know, I love to wrestle, and I want to do it as much as I possibly can. So if I'm free, I'll take it, you know?
I like it, but it does have a secondary effect of getting the name out there.
Speaking of
WSU, there was a promo. Now, I had to edit this promo because of its nature. What I want to do is play the promo, if I can find it. There it is. So I'm going to play this promo, and then I just want your the thought process behind it.
Okay.
After it plays, of course.
Yes.
I'm still waiting. Sorry.
I've been around this motherfucker since year one, so I think that maybe I need no fucking introduction. Let me tell you something, Retcon Faldo. You you want to stick penis San Antonio on me? On Censored Rumble, I'm going to kick that cunt so hard it hurts why she's going to feel that scream from Sunday. And my girl Kimberly's got something for your other bitch, too. Yeah, Suenya, whatever the fuck your name is, you dumb Mexican, I'm going to kick you so hard in your you're going to feel it next mañana.
You. Okay, Kimber. So, what went behind that promo?
Well, it sounds a lot funnier when you edit it. I mean, if you had seen that show and the events that had taken place, Rick Cataldo and Isabel Suenya had completely messed up everything that me and Annie Social had tried to do the whole night. I got beat up by the both of them after my first match, and then my second match was a tag with Annie Social, and once again they cheated to get their way. So at that point in time, we were both just really heated, and we said what was on our minds, and we did not hold back, as you could tell.
You certainly didn't. I believe, Dan, you have a question. Dan?
Now, Ryan has a question. You already asked my two.
Ryan?
Well, basically what I was going to ask you, we've had a couple times a chance to see you as a manager. You're just as much fun to watch as the match itself, very animated on the outside. Really just wanted to know what your influences were for your managing style. Like, what managers from the past influenced you to be like that?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of it, I wouldn't say I completely pulled from past managers. It's just me doing what I feel like, working with the character. I mean, somebody I had always liked from the past is Miss Elizabeth, but I wouldn't say my character is too much like her at all.
Definitely not like her.
It's just what comes to me at the time. Really, I wouldn't say I'm trying to copy or be like anybody, really.
So basically it's just your own creative genius at this point?
I guess so.
Now, one thing I did want to go, we are going to go into overtime with you. The live portion of the show will end, so this is going to go on the podcast. One thing that I did want to bring up was you just recently toured Japan. That was one of your big goals. What was your experience like going to Japan?
It was amazing, and I was there for way too short of a time. I was only there for about 4 days, and everything was just so go, 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 go. There was really no time to relax at all, but it was amazing. I got the privilege to work Cork and Hall while I was over there, and I worked Aki Kombayashi, who kicked my ass, but it was great, and I loved it, every minute of it, and I hope to go back for tour number two as soon as possible.
So that's another big goal, getting back over to Japan. Now, we're also going to see you pretty soon. What's coming up for CZW? Is there anything coming up where we'll see you in action?
Well, actually, this weekend in Ohio, on the 9th, this Saturday, I will be taking on Nevaeh for the second time for CZW. So that's the one coming up for now.
And also, Sideshow Pro, I believe, is coming up on June 22nd. Are you going to be in action there, or are you simply going to be managing Alex Payne that night?
Well, I will definitely be alongside Alex Payne, as I am a lot of places. But I've heard rumors I might be able to get in action there, but I'm not 100% sure yet. You'll just have to come see.
Okay, well that's a great hook there to see you in action yet again. Now, mm-hmm. Is there anything else you wanted to get out there to the fans?
Well, definitely check out the next WSU show coming up. Not this weekend, but the next weekend. I will definitely be there. I am in the Battle Royale, and it was just announced today that because Jenny Rose is actually going back to Japan, that I will be in the 8-women tag match as well. So I will definitely be in action there, and just keep updated on my Facebook and my Twitter accounts. I post all the time where I'm going to be and when those are at, so that's the best way to find out what's next in my life.
Okay, now, Kimber, I do want to thank you for hanging out with us. Do either of you two have another question for Kimberly? You both good?
Well, I kind of have one as far as regarding with Alex Payne. One of
Go
the
ahead.
Things that last couple times we've seen him, we hear a nickname Sugarfoot, and we have no idea how that got started. So we didn't know. I was hoping maybe you could shed some light on that. I don't know where that came from, and
I don't know where it came from either, but I can say if he catches you calling him that, he will probably rip your head off. So just avoid it at all costs.
I would never recall that. I actually am very impressed with him, so.
Yes.
Okay.
But no,
so,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I'm glad you asked that, Ryan. But Kimber, thanks for coming on. I know you had a very hectic day, but thank you. It was a pleasure. I want to get you on again pretty soon so we can talk a little bit more. But thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem at all. Like I said, we'll get you back on.
Awesome.
It was certainly
I look
a pleasure.
Forward to it.
Okay. All right. So, everyone, that was Kimber Lee, really a standout on the independent scene. She's going to go places, I do believe. Guys, what do you have to say about Kimber Lee?
I just have to agree with you. I mean, I think she's just definitely going somewhere. Great talent. And I think we said when we first saw her that the potential was just limitless. And the more and more I've had a chance to see her, I absolutely think she should be already signed to one of the big promotions.
I certainly agree with that assessment as well. Now, is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about tonight? I know Raw was on Monday. Did either of you catch it?
I thought about 20 minutes and it sucked.
Okay.
I caught a good chunk of it, so.
All right, I will say this. I do like what they're doing again with the Big Show. I don't get the whole Laurinaitis thing, so let me get this straight. McMahon's running the show. Triple H tells McMahon that he has to leave because he's not fit to see it. He takes over. Triple H gets replaced by Laurinaitis, but McMahon is going to come back and give him an evaluation. My head just exploded.
Okay, I liked what I saw of Raw this week. The Big Show thing, like I said, I did enjoy it, just like you did. So, but
the AJ thing, I don't really.
Yeah.
I really don't know where they're.
I don't get that either.
I don't know how they're going to fill 3 hours of Raw, because that's a big thing coming out. They're going to go to three hours.
One of the things that I was on, I guess we're not going to talk about it this week. I mean, we can if you want, if we have extra time. The Sting conference call today.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
All right, well, I'll just – one of the things you said, and then I'll touch on it later, is they're – the reason why Nitro went to 3 hours at the time, they were red hot. Raw's going to 3 hours. They're not on fire. The ratings, quite frankly, haven't been that good. Nothing good is going to come of this. He doesn't. I don't think. I agree with him. I don't. There's no. There's no point. No reason to go to 3 hours.
I agree. I don't know what they're going to do. I just don't see the kind of product that would be worth 3 hours.
It's more for me to fast forward.
I would agree. I'm really not sure how they're going to handle it. I think they're a little
it's
bit
true.
Worried.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit worried about the ratings because they have slipped down to a 2.7 at this point.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I share a quick tweet from Monday night that I saw from Mr. Shane Helms? He tweeted that
you're going
when
to
Michael
anyway,
Cole was on with the. I'm sorry. I'm just late now.
Go for it. Don't apologize to the man of the show if you're not going to, you know.
Hold on, it's okay. Let me double check.
Go ahead.
It was when Cole was off, when Cena was beating up Cole, and the tweet was, much like with WrestleMania, Cole is driving down ratings once again. And that's pretty much sums up what Raw is like these days. Why is Michael Cole involved? I don't know. I don't get it. It makes no sense. I like the Big Show part, but that just, it's more Cena being rammed down our throats, and I'm just tired of it.
It wasn't really Cena. I don't blame
that
on him.
No, it wasn't Cena at all. It was Michael Cole.
Yeah, well, Michael
Cole. The fact, though, that there was a chance to have Cena on three times.
See, I'm going to say this right here. I respectfully disagree with you, Dean, respectfully, on the Cena thing. I don't think Cena's the problem. I think in the past, it's been joked about before, it's everybody else who's running the show jamming it down your throat until you get tired of it.
I agree. And that's certainly been a problem
with that part.
Yeah, and that's certainly been a problem with
WWE.
And
I'll finish. I'm sorry, Dean.
No, I was just saying that's a problem that WWE has had since the Attitude Era has ended.
I'll finish. There's a delay, dude. I'm not.
I know. I got something going on my.
I'm trying to talk over your.
Yeah, I got something going on my.
I'll finish this by saying about Cena. I like him. It's just, how do I say this? And I'm not a wrestler, so I feel like a jackass saying this. But you have the same match every time. You're basically, you are the Hulk Hogan of this era. You can talk better than Hulk Hogan, but you're having the same match every time. And after, again, tying into the indie wrestling thing, after seeing matches like that, you're not going to hold people's attention that way. And then, Dean, I'll shut up now.
Oh, no. What I want to do, I think American Roughneck is back on the line, so I want to see what he has to say very briefly, if I can bring him back. I'm not sure, because we're in an OT, if we can.
Should work.
I'm trying at this point. Hello, 609 area code. You're on with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Hello? Are you there? You're with Double D. This is Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Just, hello?
No, it's got to be a glitch or something.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not sure what's going on. But goodbye, 609.
Get on the phone. We don't want to talk to you. Get the hell out of here.
Exactly. But guys, it has been a wonderful episode. Dan, before we go, you were on the call, the TNA press conference, with none other than Sting. So do you have any notes for us?
Yeah, I took notes. I had a question prepared, but as Ryan with Dixie last week, there was not enough time. I just want to say, anybody's listening who was on that call, they said one question and maybe a follow-up. You asking three questions fucked it up for the rest of us. Yes, I said that. So I appreciate you taking up my time. I had the whole thing prepared. I wasn't going to mark out, and I didn't even get a chance to pretend to not mark out. A lot of it was just about TNA and where you think it's going, anything it is, and that was a lot of repetitive. Thank you again for wasting my time with those repetitive questions. Yes, I'm bitter. One of the things he was asked about his training and conditioning, because it was touched upon, I'll do these quick, that he's still in shape and can still go, and he says that he goes to the gym almost every day, if not every day of the week. He's trying to get more movements out of his limbs, because as you're getting older, things stop working in the ring too. moving from his limbs, he's working out and training harder than he has ever done in his career. Bringing up retirement and how many years he has left, he basically stated that every year he thinks he's going to retire and that he doesn't have any more matches in him and he's just done. And every year Dixie talks him into staying, and it's mostly because he's still having fun and he likes how the company is growing and where it's going. In response to dirt sheets and people not being satisfied, he talks about not paying attention to all the dirt sheets and that basically you can't please everyone. And there's people out there like smarks who think that they know and they don't know. And about there's people working behind the scenes that want very badly for the company to do well and that they're working their tail off to do what they can. Asked about his career. He was asked about what his favorite feuds were other than Flair. And he said that Great Muta and Vader were on the top of his list. The person asking the question, it mentioned Rick Rude, excuse me, the great late Rick Rude. And he basically stated that in his opinion, quote-unquote from Sting, Rick Rude was one of the best heels ever, period, and that he loved his matches with Rick and he misses them. Was asked about signing with the WWE. Now, surprisingly, this was not the question I was going to ask. He said on a scale of 1 to 10, in the past years, it would have been around a 5 or 6. Last year, around WrestleMania, on the scale of 1 to 10, he was on a 9. He was going to sign, and he actually, quite frankly, does not know what happened or how it happened and why he didn't go. As of this moment, he does not have plans to go, but he said never say never. He was asked about his faith playing a large role. I have a lot of notes. You want me to keep going until I'm done? I'm almost done.
No, keep going. Keep going. I love it.
He said, thank you. He said of his faith, he said faith has played a large role in him staying in wrestling. He said faith has played a huge role in me still being able to go, especially at this age. He was asked about breakout stars, and he says James Storm is one of the next. James Storm is, if not one of the next breakout stars. He also included Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, of course. Also says if Magnus finds his niche, he will be huge. He was asked about who deserved to be the first TNA Hall of Fame member, and he said, it should not be me. It should not be me. There are others in the company that have been there since the beginning that should be in there before I even touch it. He was asked about his microphone work, which we've mentioned here before. He says that he has been and is still constantly working on his mic work, taking more risks as part of it. He says, admittedly, my mic work has always been a hit or miss, and it just needed work. I'm more focused on it. Very interesting question about what he felt when Hulk and Bischoff came back. And it was a very quick answer. He basically stated that he was very guarded, but at the same time, he had had open arms because it was a very exciting time, and basically everybody's intentions were much better, were different than they were. Another question, which turned out to be a better answer than I expected, the weird question to me came out of left field, but it was a great question, is somebody asked him, are wrestlers more financially solid than they were 10, 15, even 20 years ago. He said much, much better. Basically, he stated that the younger generation basically watched all the wrestlers who were, you know, making money in the business in the day and saw what not to do, a.k.a. cocaine, drugs, partying.
Yeah.
He said most wrestlers are – the younger guys are just sitting backstage playing video games, not spending money, not going out, partying till they're, you know, till the hours in the morning, and they're not spending money. So they're much better in that respect. I have two more points. One of them is really quick. He was asked about what year did he make number one on the PWI?
I'm not sure offhand.
I think it was 94, 96? 95. No, he basically stated that most wrestlers that he knows hold that very high in appreciation, that PWI at the top 500, you're mentioned in that list, and most people appreciate that. And the very last point was what I touched upon earlier, Raw going to 3 hours. And he says that when Nitro went to 3 hours, there was a reason. They were red hot. Raw going to 3 hours is not good right now. Not necessarily a good thing because, A, they're not hot, in his opinion, and their ratings are down. Let's be honest about that. We can all agree with him on that one.
Yeah.
They're coming off WrestleMania, the event of the year, and the ratings are crap. But he didn't say that. I just said the ratings are crap. But he said the ratings are really low, and he doesn't feel it'll pay off. Other than that, he basically said, I don't pay attention because I'm so involved and ingrained with TNA that I just don't have time to pay attention. He feels that going live on Thursday, but staying on Thursday, is a way they can capitalize and try to bring some of the lost audience back into wrestling. And that was the cap of basically an hour-long conference call. And I want to personally thank you, Dean, for giving me the opportunity to even speak to, quite frankly, I want to mark out here, my favorite wrestler since I was a kid. So I appreciate that publicly.
And I would also like to thank Brady Hicks. He passed that along.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brady.
So that comes from Brady Hicks. Unless there's anything else, I'm going to go and wrap.
Do you mind if I just ask Dan?
You're asking right now, so you might as well.
The beating I take. Almost as bad as Dan's beating.
Oh, no, I misunderstood. He was referring to the question about him signing with the WWE was referring to WrestleMania. He was not asked about a future date. He said basically about a future date of signing that it's back to I don't know, because he was real close, and then it just fell apart.
Because I don't know about you guys, but even as, you know, I'm sure as much of a train wreck as it could end up being, I want to see Taker sing at WrestleMania.
I would see Taker's thing. My only problem with that, and this is how bad Taker, neither one of them are young, but after the match last year, can Taker do another match with Sting? Like, is that really the best interest in WrestleMania right now? Two older guys going at it like that.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, that's why I say, even with the shape they're in now, I still want to see it. I think Sting could still do a good job, and Taker, maybe, you know.
What do you think, Diener?
At this point, I think Sting can still go. I don't think Taker has in him.
That's my concern, is Taker on the receiving end of it.
I mean, he did a gimmick match this year. It went well, but that was a lot of involvement from Shawn Michaels. Yeah, it was really Triple H carrying that match. Quite frankly, as good a match as it was, but it is a gimmick match. It is easier to do that type of match.
There was a lot of time for him, like where he was. It did notice a lot of him resting, a lot of rest time for him during that match.
Well, sure.
I think it was very clear Sting coming back. That match, he can still go. Well, against Bobby Roode, he can still go, plain and simple. No, he may not be able to jump as high as he used to be, but he did the thing where what Taker does is he went over the top rope. I was like, oh, where'd that come from? From Sting. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time since Sting could do that.
Okay, so some websites to check out. ECWAProWrestling.com. Check out CZWWrestling.com and NMRWrestling.com for all your wrestling updates. Of course, July 14th is War Games for ECWA. It's going to be a great, great event, and I cannot wait for it. NMR Wrestling, of course, it's been announced today. The PG-13 match, that will be June 30th. So make sure you check that out. And, of course, CZW has an event this weekend. So that's going to be something else. Check out Atu at twitter.com, at Monster Atu. And that's A-H-T-U. Kimberly, you can find on Twitter at Kimberly90. You can also find her on Facebook under Bombshell Kimberly. Papadon, of course, you can find at Greek God Papadon on Twitter. And Robert Knight, you can find at Robert Knight underscore. Go, Thompson. I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, man. More than you know.
That's kind of hurtful for my part.
More than you can possibly imagine, Go, Thompson. I hope you are released from whatever the New Moon Rising Board of Directors are doing to you. Yes.
You never know. He might have come up with PG-13.
Maybe that was Go Thompson. But for everyone that appeared on the show, Kimberly, we've already discussed, we will have you back on in the near future for an extended interview with you. Atu is welcome back as well. I think.
Bless you.
Yeah, I think everything went swimmingly with Atu. Robert Knight, more fan mail. We always have fan mail for Robert Knight. And
I love the fan mail.
I'm glad you do, Ryan. And Robert Knight, not Robert Knight. I'm just going to close. Everyone have a good week.
No plugs from the ears.